We are learning Maseches Zivamis, Daf Chav Tesem and Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Chav Tesem and Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Shita is that Maimar is Koina, and therefore, if Levi, who is the single brother, when Reuven died, did Maimar on one of the sisters, and then Shimon died, so the other sister does not fall to Yibam at all, because Achois Ishtar, because Maimar is Koina, even though usually we thought, until now we learned like Beis Hillel, that Kedushin on a Yivama does not work, even though Kedushin on a regular Isha works, but not on a Yivama. Here, Beis Shammai says it does work. And like we spoke out from the Ritva, Beis Shammai holds that the Pasuk, Lukach Eloi Isha, it's an extra, those words teach us there's a new type of, there's a way also through Kedushin to be kind of a Yivama.
That's Beis Shammai.
That's Beis Shammai. And I want to now expound on Beis Shammai, it's not so simple as we think. Om Rav Elazar. Loi Tamer, don't say, Maimar Le Beis Shammai, Koine Kini Goma. Don't say, Maimar Le Beis Shammai, it's Koine Mamish, Yidid Yibam. And what would be enough community that you did Yibum? The boy lafuke is sagal v'gita. They want to divorce her, gets enough. And you don't need chalitza. That's what you would say. I mean, Beis Shammai, well, you know, Kedushin Mamash is a full Yibum. That's not true. It's not a full Yibum. And l'maimer l'Beis Shammai, ein koina elitchos b'tzara b'vad. Maimer Beis Shammai, all two's life is that the one who falls, Shimon's wife, that falls to you now, will go out free of charge because she's a chos ishtar. Which means like this. So it's mamish your wife. If it's your wife, so then if the next sister falls, it goes out as erva. But there's another thing. Mitzvah yibum. Mitzvah yibum. Beis Shammai agrees the mitzvah yibum only works with yibum mechalitza. Doesn't work with kedushin. Beis Shammai says kedushin is koine mederaisa, but it's not. Doesn't take off the zika. It's not a kiyum of yibum. That much not. It's not a kiyum of yibum, and therefore you'll still need chalitza. It will not help. Just give a get. You need a chalitza as well because the yibum you didn't take care of. What if you get? You didn't take care of the yibum. What if you get? Oh, because you have a kedushin. Kedushin is a kaina.
So why can't you do yibum now?
Of course you can do yibum now. If you want to get rid of her. If you want to get rid of her. The boy lafuk, you want to get rid of her. You can't just give a get and you're good to go. You need chalitza also.
And we said the B is the only way to act. So now
Right. Either B or chalitza is the only way to take care of the yibum. It's the only way, yes.
So now you're basically stuck. She's yours, but there's nothing you can
do. No, you could do it for Beis Shammai. No, Beis Shammai is no problem. Because it's your wife. Therefore, Al-Chais Ishtar is called real Al-Chais Ishtar. Because in Ishus, it's really your wife. Just in yibum, it's not. That's all. In the Zika, it's not.
Beis Hillel holds you can't make a kaina. You can't.
Beis Hillel calls you have to give her. You have to get rid of her. Yeah, because now it's a Chais Zukasa. Yeah. So Amrav Oven, Afanan Amtanina. I'll bring you a raya. That's Beis Shammai Shita. The Beis Shammai doesn't mean you kind of mamish like a yavam. You did mitzvah yibum. I'll bring you a raya. Why? There's a mishnah, the first parak in Abach, and I'm sure you have it by now. That the case is four brothers: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, and they fall to Levi and Yehuda. What does it say? Levi Yehuda cannot do yibum. Why not? The mishnah says because achoy zukasa. That's what it says in our mishnah. And it says over there that im konsulus, Levi and Yehuda went ahead and married the two. It's a machlokes, if it's you or not. Beis Shammai says it's a kaimu, Beis Hillel says it's you, but it's a machlokes, you can't keep them, it's an issa. But the more than to say, like this, I have a simple etza to Beis Shammai. The halacha is, even if they both fall to you now at the same time, they're both achais zukasais, but doing kedushin is not an issa, only be is an issa. So if Beis Shammai, I have a simple etza. Let Levi give kedushin to one of them, let Yehuda give kedushin to one of them, now they became their wife. Now, automatically, the other one's not a zakuk to them, and now they go ahead and marry them. What's the problem?
What?
It was zakuk before kedushin. The kedushin wasn't made kedushin. Kedushin is chal. It's not an issa. As I spoke out. Why not? Why shouldn't it? Maimer is better kedushin, right? It's also it's the rabbanon actually. It's the rabbanon. So why can't you just do that? Why can't you just be chal? It's not an erev. It's the rabbanon. So that's the most raya that Maimer is not koine kinyan gomer. I'm Rav Oven. Afan I'm a tina. But Shammai Emri Kaimu. Smash me Kaimu in. If they went ahead and married, it's good. Lechatila loy, but they shouldn't do lechatila. But Yisak adayt to Maimer lebe Shammai koine kinyan gomer. If Maimer works, kinyan gomer, ze yasem Maimer vikna. This was to do Maimer mikoine his wife. And Maimer is not an Isser, like Rashi speaks out. But ze yasem Maimer vikna. And he should do Maimer mikoine. Ella, so yes, so he's giving a right. So it must be what? That it's not koine kinyan gomer. So we ask back of Rav Oven, okay, so what did Rav Eliezer say? That it works to knock out the tzara, it just doesn't work that's kirmi yibum. So it's tosver. It's tosver. Do it to knock out the tzara. You didn't gain anything. Your own shita, you agree that it knocks out the wife's sister, so you still have the kasha. That's Rav's kasha. Elamai, doicha, it's doicha the tzara, d'chia gemura. So then it's same kasha. Zay yasamayim v'yitcha, v'zay yasamayim v'yitcha. What are you bringing right from the Mishnah to your shita? It's a kasha on your shita. Elamayis Chameh, what are you going to answer? Maishi starts. Maishi Chameh, Maimer de Hetero Dochi. There's Sulo Dochi. Only in Maimer, in a Mokum that's Heter, is Dochi. But if it's a matzav of Isser, of a Chesukos, it's Loy Dochi. Hakanam here also, even if you hold Maimer Konikin Gomor, I feel the Mandiyama Maimer Konikin Gomor, Maimer de Hetero Koni, there's Sulo Koni. Only the Hetero Koni, there's Sulo Koni. I when Moshe told me his tarets, I asked them lachayra when in maimer is kind of the raisa and achayus kasa in the rabbanon. So why shouldn't it work, Taka? Because you can't do yibum now mid rabbanon. That's why maimer won't work. What's going on there? So this kasha, Tosh Rosh asks, what's pshat? What's pshat on this gemara? The Tosh Rosh has a kasha. He says tamili kima the maimer doichem in a taira. This is the reading of Tosh Rosh. Ma shayich lemeima the yisur loy dachi. Kiven the ain't kind of sur the raisa. So he answers like this. The Chacham wouldn't be misakin that everyone should do Maimer and the Mokum is the Isra Rabbanah. That's what it means. You're right. If he did Maimer, it would work. But the Kasha is people Shaman, what's the problem? Just do Maimer. Rabbanah won't make a takana to do Maimer, b'mokoyim that there's the Isra Rabbanah.
How do you literally translate
Maimer? Means Kedushin. It means Kedushin.
Is it like
the reason why it says Lashon Maimer, why it says the word Amira is because Kedushin needs Amira. We know from a second Kedushin that if you give money to a woman, you don't say anything, it's not chal. You have to have a kedushin. Or a medav is Indian, if you learn different ways. But you need, Miami means because you always need kedushin, you need a mirror. That's the difference. That's where it comes from. Okay. Rav Ashi, Masdi Hachi. Rav Ashi says different. He limits the shita of Beishama in a different oifen. Different than the first one. The first one, the Yama limited, Rav Eliez didn't limit it so much. He said that it's enough to knock out the achos ishtoi, but it's not enough to become yibam. Rav Ashi limits it even more. Rav Ashi Masdi Achi. Omer Rav Elazar, Loi Temer, Maimer LeBeis Shammai, Dachi Dchi Gemura. He's being Masdi the same Rav Elazar, just he's changing it, he's limiting it more. Rav Ashi Masdi Achi. Omer Rav Elazar, Loi Temer, Maimer LeBeis Shammai, Dachi Dchi Gemura, B'tzeros Achli Tzlam LeBoim. Don't say that Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, knocks out, it's such a good kinyan, that knocks out the other one that's falling, and you don't need Chalitza. El Doicha Meshayer. It's Doicha O Meshayer, which means you can stay married to your Baal Maimer. That's what you're gaining from this. It's not called Achoyz Zikukasai. But the other one still needs Chalitza. The other one still needs Chalitza because it's not really a derais to get Achoyz Ishtai. Which is a little shver. The Mishnah doesn't sound like that. The Gemara's going to ask on that soon from the Mishnah. But Al Kaponim, Beishami just says that it's a kinyan that you could stay married to the one you started off with already now, even though it's Achoyz Zikukasai. Now he gave a Kedushin already, it's enough that you could keep her. Mashenkin, the one who fell now from Shimon, the sister fell, she still needs chalitza. So Beisham is very little kinyan. Just means enough to keep your wife. So Amrav Oven, Afanam and Tanina. It's arrived from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the parak. Because it says there, Beisham and Mikhaim and Chatri Loi. We said when you have two sisters that fall to two brothers, you can't do yibum. And if you do it, it works for the ever, but you can't do yibum. If each one could keep, you could do it, which means it knocks out the Achoyz Ishtoi, if you held not like Rav Ashi, and you held Maimer, can knock out the Achoyz Ishtoi, each one should do Maimer, and that will kick out the other Tzara, and each one then could go ahead and finish their Yibum with their wife. So that sounds like a riot to this Rav Ashi. Pray to Gemara, our Mishnah right here is not like Rav Ashi. It says in our Mishnah, he keeps his wife, Shimon's wife that fell to him now, hates him, Shimon Achoyz Isha. So you see, it does knock out the Achoyz Isha. Ella, what must he say? That Maimer Vada does knock out the Achoyz Isha. Why don't you do Maimer in the first Mishnah of the parak? Which means Yivam that's mutter, it's not Beisura, then Maimer works. Yivam lo chazi lekulu, lo chazi lemaksasa. Yivam that is not right for everyone, which means it's Achoyz Zukasai, there, lechazi lemaksasa, Maimer will not work. Now, this really means the same thing as we said before, that the Hatera Dachi, the Surah Lai Dachi, just we changed the Lashon in the Gemara, which Taisvis on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph doesn't like this. I read Taisvis in the middle of the Maschah Ella says, V'oid, the Lama Shina HaLashon Yevama Dechazi, Lenoka Lishna, Lenoka Mekar, why didn't say the first Lashon? Ma'acha the Hatera Kani, the Surah Lai Kani, Maimer the Hatera Kani, the Surah Lai Kani, why didn't say the same exact Lashon? And he different Taisvis held him Shana Sugya, it's one of his kashas. Akaponim, Adkan the Sugya, we learned it according to Rashi, but kind of sugya of how much is Maimer Kaina. Now I'm going to go further, Maimer Lefi Beis Shammai, what the halacha is. Akapana, what we said was that Maimer Lefi Beis Shammai is Kaina, and it's definitely Kaina enough to knock out the Achoyz Ishtoi. Now, let's say we're talking about a regular case of Maimer. Forget about a case with his sisters. How much does Maimer do according to Beis Shammai? That would be Mar's question. By your Rabba, Maimer le Beis Shammai nesun oisa, erisun oisa. How much does Maimer do? How connected you are now to this woman now when you do Maimer? Is it like an asun or is it like erisun? So Gemara tries to explain this. Amalei Abaye. L'mai hilchaso, what do you mean that there's an asu and an erisin? What's your question? Ilema l'yarsho l'tamvalo l'hofana d'ra'a. The halach is that after someone gets married and his wife dies, he's yarish his wife. And if he's a kayin, he can retam it to her. And if she makes a neder, he can make for a neder. But if she's just erisin, just has a kedushin, then the halach is, you're not yarish her, you cannot be retam it to her if you're a kayin, and you can't make for a d'ra'a. So, Ilema, you're saying, if you have a tzad over here, is Maimer make a kinyan that you have Yarsha, Matamala, Hofna, Dera, Hashta, Arusa, Ba'alma, Madach, a regular Arusa, Tani, Rabchia, Ishtai, it's Rabchia says, Ishtai, Arusa, Lo'inain, if the wife dies, that the condition to, you don't become an Oinain, which means you're not Asaba Kachim, Vilema Tamala, if you're a Kayan, you can't be Tamala to her, Vichain, he, and she also, if she only has a condition from a man, Lo'inanis, she's not an Oinain, Vilema Tamisla, she is not matamah to him. Now, what does that mean, not matamah to him? Bishlama, loy matamah la means a kayin is not matamah to understand. But a isha, even a bas kayin, has no isha tumah. So what's it talking about? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either means he's not mechuyiv, she's not mechuyiv to take care of his burial. That means loy matamah la. Or it means that yom tov, even in Yisrael, is muzah tumah. Because they have to eat kachim, they have to go to the Reis Mikdash. And Zechish, Rashi, even a lady has that halach also, it shouldn't become tumah in the time of regal because they have to eat kachim. Mesa, it says Vaita in the Braisa, Mesa, if she dies, ain't a Yarsha. If she dies, who's Arusa, he is not Yarisher. Mace, who, if he dies, Gavik Sabasa, she gets a Ksuba, even by Erison. Rashi speaks out in it, with the cost of an Erison when he wrote it in the Ksuba, Mina Erison. Avad, so now Mar's Kasha, Avad by Maimon Mabai. The more question is Maimon is suing Erison. Is it a question that Gavik all these Nafkaminas? If Arusa can do it, could a Maimon do it? So what's Pshat in the word? Maybe Maimer is better. Maimer is better, maybe. What?
Maimer is Kedushin. What's
the happening? Right, what's the happening? Exactly. What's the happening? But I think Kasha is by carrot. Isn't Maimer better than Arusa? Maybe Maimer is better. So Rashi says Maimer is the Rabbanon, which is a Pelop. Maimer is not the Rabbanon. So what's the Kavah Chaimer? Why is for sure Arusa better than Maimer? If Maimer is Kedushin, it should be the same thing. Why is it a Pelop? Arusa Mabai? If Arusa doesn't have it, Maimer Mabai? So the Rashba learns. So Rashi is a Sfera Rashi. Rashi is because Maimer is the Rabbanon. It's not true. Going to a Beis Shammai here. Maimer is the Raisa. So Rashba says Rashi is a Minas, the Rabbanon. Rashi just means that even Beis Shammai, Maimer is less of a Kenyan than Arusa. Why? Arusa, if someone gives Kedushin to a lady and then she's Mezana, she's Chayiv Misa. Mashenkein, if you give Maimer to Yavama and she's Mezana, she's not Chayiv Misa. So it's less of a Kenyan. What? Maimer is Kedushin, but it's Maimer over Yavama. It's different. It's not Kedushin. It's Kedushin, you're right, but it's not regular Kedushin. It's different. It's Maimer. That's the whole shaila. Is Maimer Nesu'in or Erisin? Samara says, what do you mean Nesu'in? Do you mean to say Nesu'in is that the Yarsha Matamala? If Arusa can't do that, for sure Maimer can't do that. Because Maimer is less of a level. Rashi says something about the Rabbanon, but the Rashi says it means there's no Chiyav Misa on that. I call Arusa, but what's the Mara shaila? So Samara says, if Arusa can't do it, which means like this. When someone gives Kedushin to a woman, Kedushin, regular Arusa, he has that permission then to go ahead to the next step, to Nesu'in. And it's called Mesir L'chuppa. Either the father is Mesir L'chuppa or she's Mesir herself L'chuppa. You need permission. What's the halacha after you give Maimer to Yavama? Could you force her to the Nesu'in or not? Mai. You don't need permission for chuppah. You don't want erisin. It's only erisin. It's like a regular erisin. This maimer and by the vama you need mesir lechuppah. So frank the gemara kasha. Amalei hashda loy abba b'maimer. If you didn't do maimer, ksiv yavama yavala b'akarcha, you could do it b'akarcha. Abba b'maimer. Boy, what's the shaila? Of course you could do b'akarcha. Every yavama you let her take her b'akarcha forcefully. That's the halacha. Yavama yavala. Here, because I did maimer, made it worse. Maybe they are closer to her. So what's the Mara Shaila? Of course Maimer I can do force. Why did I lose my Din Yavama? Because it's Maimer. How did I lose it? It got worse? So Mara says, yeah, it got worse. On Malay, Shani Oimer, Kala Oysa Maimer Be Yavimta, Vimta, Parcha Men Zikas, Yavim Chalav Zikas Erison. It's Sfera words here. But what it means is like this, that there's really two tracks, to be according to Beis Shammai, to be Koine Yavama. One is Yavama Yavile. You do it straight with Bia, and that can be done by Karcha. There's another track, like we spoke out, from the pasuk of Kachal Oli Isha. That goes through the tracks of Kedushin. So therefore, there we can hear that maybe if you're going through a Kedushin track, it has to follow regular Kedushin tracks, which means it needs a Mesira L'chuppah. And that's the Gemara Shaila.
Why would he go there?
Like, why would he go? He wanted to be normal. Maybe. He felt that was more like regular. You know, some people, they don't go with the Torah, they go what they think is regular. So they say, that sounds very cruel, Yivam Yavilah, and therefore I want to do the Kedusha route. So there maybe, there's a tzad, that the Kedusha route, maybe that changes the mechanics of Halacha, and there's no Bakarcha anymore, and then you need Mesir L'chuppah, but that's the Gemara Shiloh. What's the Halacha? Is Maimar, after Maimar, could you be kind of Bakarcha, or you need Mesir L'chuppah? That's the question. Tashima, I'll bring it around like this. It says Halacha, Shemeres Yavam, it's a lochem of second adarim. It says shemeres yavam, ben yavam echad, ben shnei yavam. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a yafer. You have here a woman, a brother died. Reuven died. Look at his sisters now. Reuven dies, and his wife is forced to leave him to two brothers. It says Shimon Alevi. Could Shimon Alevi make for the neder, the nadarim of this woman? They're not married. All they do is waiting for yibum. Rabbi Eliezer says a married good thing. Yafer, they could do a faras adarim now. We'll talk about it in a second. Which means that if she makes a neder, they can be made for a neder. Look, as a husband can be made for the nedarim of a wife. This is considered like a husband. Why? Because like, yes, Zika. That's the thing. He holds Zika the right. So Rabbi Yezer, and therefore Yofer.
Both of them could even.
Yeah. If it's one Yavam, then yeah. If it's two Yavam, it's no. One Yavam, yeah. Not, because two Yavam, right, that is no Zika. It's not such a good connection. Not so strong. Rabbi Kiva, no. Loy le'echav v'shnayim. There's no hafar over here. Va'avinimba. And when we were trying to explain this Mishnah in the Masechet Nedarim, we have a kash like this. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva Sava Ein Zika. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. So we understand, I feel l'chad. So even by one, it's Ein Zika, he can't do a Farsa Darim. Rabbi Yeshua, we understand also, l'chad Yez Zika, one is Zika, and there was like the husband, l'tre Ein Zika. Rabbi Yezid, he not Yez Zika, all Yez Zika, Bishlam l'chad Mefer, l'tre, Hamai. How could it be that there's two husbands? How could it be that two people do a Farah? And the Gemara answers, one of them did Maimer. And that one could do Hafar, even those two brothers. Because when you do Maimer, then the connection goes towards you. So what do you see? So really now, the Gemara is being a raya to a bigger tzad than before, like the Rajma speaks out. We're saying over here, you see, Maimer makes a Kenyan Nesu'in, even take Hafar's Dharm. Before the Gemara says, there's no tzad Hafar's Dharm. If Arusha can't do it, you can't do it. Then we said only Gav Mesir L'chuppah. Now we're saying, look, I'm bringing a raya that even if you do Nesuno, you say even the Gav Yafar Sadarim. Yarm Shom Nesuno, you say Mishmachi Mefer. El Yarm Teresino, you say Hechi Motzi Mefer. I can do Afarah. But now we went to the Mishnah. Naira Marasa. If it's only Erisin, a via Balam if you're in the Rav. Then the father and the Baal is made for another. And if she's older than a Naira, the Baal can't do Afar Sadarim because you need a Shutvis. It's not really all in your Shutz. So the question is, what does it help over here? Maimer, if Maimer is only Erisin, Lecher, what's Pshat, the free Rabbi Yezeb, that you could do Afara with Maimer, you could do Afara's Dorm, Lecher, it's a Pella. Lecher, Maimer is not, if it's only Erisin Oysa, it shouldn't be able to do it. If it's a Sun Oysa, good. But if it's Erisin Oysa, why does it work? So Gemara says, Enchanami, here also you're doing it together with the father. You're Mefer together with the father. Faith Gemara Kasha. Rabbi Lozar says, he holds that it's not even a full connection to you, it's only Litcha Tzara Bavad, so a Maimer for Beshutvis. You can't even do a Farah Beshutvis then, because Maimer doesn't make it Mamash your wife, it's only regarding the Achais Ishtoi. Amalach, that's not a problem, if it's enough for Achais Ishtoi, it's enough also to make a Farah's Dharm. Amalach, Rabbi Lozar, I know the Amri, I know, all I said, Eimer Damri, I know, when did I say Nekoina? What did I say it's not Koina? What did I say Nekoina? All I said was, that it's not kind of litzchus sarab avad, but and there's no kiyum of ibum. But avad, it's really your wife. Emadam reina in a kind of litzchus sarab avad lo yisagi lo begita lo boyinam chalitz. It needs chalitza also because not kiyum mitzvah ibum. Lahafen the Rebbe Amrinon. I said it can't be made for neder. Of course you could. Rabbi Lozo said that if mamish is kind of, it's mamish your wife. The old one goes al chayz ishtoy. So echanami, it's definitely a rusa. You definitely could do a faras dharm with someone else. So akapana, the first teretz is that it's not right in a sunai. So why not? Because really, Erisin Oysa, I had to do a Farz Dharma, means Mefer Beshutvis. The Ibai is saying about different tarots. Omalach Rab Elazar, Rab Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Minicha, Miktani Yafru Yafru Katani. Stamazai is a Kasha. And the Ibai is saying, new tarot, it says, first of all, I have a Kasha on you. It says Mefer, it doesn't say Mefer with a Shutvis. It sounds like it's made for a loan. Ella, what do you have to say, Pshat? That here, together with the Maimer, you also, the case was that the Yavam was giving the Mezainis. Why? Because they were owned, but then, and the Lach was the case, they were getting a Mezainis from the Yavam, the future Yavam. And they made him give mezainus. Anyone who makes a neder al das the baal who's supporting her. Since here the yavam gave maimer and is supporting her, therefore that's enough to be made for neder. The kasha was, it's not nesunoisa, only erisunoisa. And he didn't like the now the teretz of meifer v'shutas, because says meifer and say yafru. Teretz is here. He's like a real husband, like the sun. Why? Because give him a zaynus. If you give him a zaynus, then kol nederes das baal nederes. It could be you need maimer as well. Besides giving you vamas, Tosfos discusses that a little bit in the Vasuk Gagoyin. But upon him, since you give him a zaynus, they're being made for neder because das baal nederes, and that's what coming out. Staying with a shaila, fibra shamai, is it nesunoisa, erisunoisa? And we had a tzad, maybe you can do a faras adarim, even if it's nesu'un oisa, and maybe the Mara said not, Mara said maybe it's only a shayla about Mesir l'chuppah. Al kaponim, we're staying with a shayla m'shamay, if it's eris and oisa, nesu'un oisa.